Ko moiawa tamanui, France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. Health Minister Shane Leti says a review of the Māori and Pacific admission scheme run by the country's medical schools will be about making sure they're fit for purpose rather than shutting them down. The ACT Party wants to scrap what it's calling race-based initiatives, but Dr. Leti says that's not what National campaigned on. He has a different perspective on MEPES schemes.
I am a product of that, and I know a number of my colleagues, both in my year group and outside of my year group, who have gone on and contributed mightily to New Zealand. But I won't preempt the review. Let's see what it shows.
Dr. Leti says other health programs are also being looked at, as well as what he believes was an over-centralisation of decision-making and funding to Wellington. Also, Aero Kawahapu has marked the event that led to it disappearing from view for almost 150 years. On Sunday, members of Ngāti Hikitanga, along with Ngāti Pareraukawa and Ngāti Huia, walked the 7 kilometres from Levin southwest to Mahoenui on the northern shore of Lake Papaitonga. Kaumātua Larry Parr says his tupuna lived there from the 1830s when they came down from Kawhia with Te Rau Paraha and Te Rangi Hayata until December 17, 1873, when their village was razed by a neighbouring iwi while Crown troops watched on. He says Ngāti Hikitanga was dispersed along with the other hapū and the kāinga, and it only was given a place in the Raukawa board in 2010. It wants to make the commemoration an annual event.
The outlay might not be settled in my lifetime, who knows, you know, so what we're ensuring is that our mokopuna know the story, and they will carry on the wait for our claim and restoration to be made.
And the principal of a Hamilton kura is warning it's not just beaches that will be dangerous for swimmers these summer holidays. In the decade between 2011 and 2021, there were 35 drownings in rivers in the Waikato region. One would be, whose banquet school Te Kura Tuatahi o Kuku Taruhe is near the Waikato River, says he tries to make sure his pupils are aware of the dangers of rivers swimming anywhere in the country.
There are these little whirlpools that can happen. You know, the current in some parts are quite dangerous, where you can actually get pulled under. And if you're not skilled enough or experienced enough, then you're going to get into a bit of trouble.
Hone Wadby says safety training at his kura delivered by SwimSafe and Sport Waikato has already led to at least one potential drowning being avoided. And that's your Wātea English News. Ko moiawa tamanui, France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. Health Minister Shane Leti says a review of the Māori and Pacific admission scheme run by the country's medical schools will be about making sure they're fit for purpose rather than shutting them down. The ACT Party wants to scrap what it's calling race-based initiatives, but Dr. Leti says that's not what National campaigned on. He has a different perspective on MEPES schemes.
I am a product of that, and I know a number of my colleagues, both in my year group and outside of my year group, who have gone on and contributed mightily to New Zealand. But I won't preempt the review. Let's see what it shows.
Dr. Leti says other health programs are also being looked at, as well as what he believes was an over-centralisation of decision-making and funding to Wellington.